glory. And we're here to celebrate the Lord's resurrection. When all the evidence is in, we are convinced that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. He has risen from the dead, and what a difference that has made for you and I. Jesus came into this world, and he changed the story of sin and death. We were doomed to die, born in sin, in shame. And there was no way out until Jesus Christ came and brought us full redemption. He brought us love and he brought us forgiveness, redemption and restoration. And that is our life story because it is his story. He has risen from the dead. Let's give the Lord a praise this morning. Let's read together John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So today we celebrate the life-changing power, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, and it is for everyone. God loved us so much, he sent his Son into this world to redeem us from our sins because he was not willing, he is not willing that anyone should perish. He came to save the world. He did not come to condemn the world. Often we have this thought of God that he's mean and he's condemning and he's out to get us. But that is not our Heavenly Father. He loved us so much that he sent Jesus Christ, his only Son, to die for us, to redeem us from the condition of sin that we were in. That's the resurrection story. That's why we rejoice this morning. That's why we are Christians, because we serve a living Savior. You know, before his resurrection, the cross was known as a horrible instrument of death that would be soaked with human blood. And people were tortured upon the cross. And the Roman Empire would not allow their citizens to be crucified. But they crucified their enemies and those that opposed their empire. But when Jesus Christ died upon the cross became a symbol of love. The cross became a symbol of forgiveness. People wear a cross around their neck today, all over the world, because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. That he was willing to go to the cross and shed his blood for you and I, that we could be free from the sin. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's a reminder this morning of God's great love for us. And then think about the tomb. When Jesus Christ was put in the tomb, or anyone was put in the tomb, it was the end. People looked at death as an eternal state of being. That was the final chapter. But when Jesus Christ went into the tomb, it was not the final chapter. It was just the beginning of eternal life. And Jesus Christ rose again from the grave. Give the Lord a praise this morning. John 11:25-26 says, and this is Jesus talking to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? This is our hope. We've had two funerals within the last 6 weeks. My mom passed away 6 weeks ago, and our sister-in-law passed away last week. But we know that even though their bodies have died, their spirit lives on. Because they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that we have eternal life right now. We have the promise of eternal life right now because of the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Do you believe this? Amen, amen, amen. And all of this is possible because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We're getting ready for our Easter cantata this morning. The blood will never lose its power. This is all possible because Jesus Christ shed his blood, and his blood lives on eternally. And did you know he went up into the heavenlies and sprinkled it on the mercy seat? And his blood today is crying out for mercy for you and for I. God's love is demonstrated. Romans 5:8 tells us, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ gave his life for every one of us. From the time of his crucifixion until now, the blood of Jesus is here to redeem mankind. God knew we would be born in sin. God knew we would be shaped in iniquity. God knew the struggles that we would have with our own human nature and the desires of the flesh to sin. God knew all of that, but that did not keep him from sending his son, because he demonstrated, he's already shown us how much he loves us. He's already spoke to you how much he loves you, because he sent his only begotten son. Jesus died in our place. He paid the penalty for our sins. Sin brings both physical and spiritual death into our lives. And sin caused the gap between us and our Heavenly Father. So God sent Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb, the lamb slain from the foundations of the world. He was the Lamb of God, the perfect Lamb of God, that was sacrificed for all of us, for all of mankind. Jesus shed his blood so that we could boldly come to the throne of grace, that we could boldly come before our Heavenly Father. We don't have to come crawling. Jesus paid the price. And Ephesians tells us it's by grace we are saved, through faith, and not that of ourselves, not of works, lest anyone could boast about it. We have nothing to boast about, but we have everything to boast about, because Jesus Christ was willing to give his life for us, that he went to the cross, he shed his blood, and because of that, we can boldly come to the throne of grace to find mercy in our time of need. We need mercy. If we got what we deserved, we would not be alive today. But we can boldly come to God because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You can have this salvation this morning. The scripture says, confess and believe. Romans 10:9-11 says this, that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Now, over the last couple months, we've been doing a lot of teaching on the power of the tongue, how to use our words properly. Now, the scripture is telling us this is the way to salvation. If we will confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. Can we say that this morning? Jesus is Lord. Let's say it again. Jesus is Lord. One more time. Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe. It's with your heart. It's not with your mind. It's with your heart that you believe that God raised him from the dead. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It's what's in our heart, church. God knows what's in our heart. We find out what's in our heart when we listen to ourselves talk. God already knows what's there. But it's what we believe in our heart. And it is with your mouth that you confess that Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of everything. He's Lord for eternity. He is the sovereign King of the universe. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He was the first and he is the last. He is the Almighty God. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the Wonderful Counselor. Hallelujah. As the scripture says, anyone, tell your neighbor anyone, who trusts in him will never be put to shame. So we confess our sins. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To confess means to agree with God that we are sinners and need God's forgiveness. Confessing is agreeing with God. We confess with our mouth. Do the words of our mouth agree with God? This is the way to salvation. This is the way to eternal life. This is the way to an abundant life. It's for our words to agree with God's words. Second thing, repent of your sin. Acts 3:19 says, repent and then turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. When we repent, it means to turn around. Turn around from going our own self-centered way to God's way. We've been praying for turnarounds. When we repent, things begin to turn around. It's a heavy load to be in sin. The scripture says the way of the transgressor or the way of the sinner, it's hard. It's a heavy load to carry. But Jesus Christ said that he came to lift that heavy load from us. His burden is easy. His yoke is light. So when we repent, we turn from our wicked ways and things begin to turn around in our life. Hallelujah. We go from death to life. We get translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We take off the sin of this world and the shame and the fear and the doubt that the world has put on us, and we put on robes of righteousness, and God puts an armor of light upon us, and the light begins to penetrate the darkness around us. Oh, we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God who hasn't forgotten one detail of what we need to live a godly life. You can do it. Tell your neighbor, you can do it. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Tell him there's power. Power in the blood of Jesus. If we just turn it around, hallelujah. Repent and things will turn around. Third, personally, we receive Jesus Christ into our hearts. John 1:12 said, yet to all, tell your neighbor all, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name. Where do we believe? In our hearts. We believe in our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. To all who have received him, to those who believed in their hearts in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So when we confess our sin, repent, and ask Jesus Christ into our life by faith, Jesus does just that. When Jesus comes into your life, he gives you a fresh start. A fresh start and a new beginning. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone, tell your neighbor, anyone, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. It is just as easy as that to receive salvation from the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this great salvation. Let's bow our heads this morning. If there's anyone here this morning that has not received the Lord, confessed with their mouth and believed in their heart, and received him. I want to encourage everyone to pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I confess that I am a sinner. I realize that my sins have separated me from you. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for me. It is because of your blood my heart is cleansed from sin. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I receive Jesus as the Lord of my life to rule and to reign in my heart from this day forward. I receive the gift of eternal life and I receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give the Lord a praise.